Nice to have you back with us. Thomas Harding joins Kerry and I. Thomas, of course, MLB.com. He covers the Colorado Rockies. But more importantly, the All-Star game is in Colorado. Thomas, how are you?
I feel good, feel clean. I'm sitting here in Coors Field during the high school home run derby watching a young man named Sal Stewart from Miami, Florida, Westminster Christian High School. What famous player came from Westminster Christian?
A-Rod.
There you go. There you go. He was a heck of a quarterback there, too. All right.
Yeah, come on. I grew up in Miami.
Where'd you go?
Miami Beach High, you know?
Wow. Okay. So, you can never get anything past Marty Lurie.
Well, that one I happen to know. So that I got lucky on that. But, hey, what about the atmosphere? We haven't really talked to anybody about the atmosphere at Coors Field in Colorado, in Denver, about the All-Star game. Usually you have a couple of years to build up the interest. Here you had about 3 months.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, and I remember just on some of the discussions, and I was privy to some discussions with Major League Baseball, they decided that they were going to do a full All-Star game with all the events. The convention center is teeming now. I mean, I think the Mickey Mantle cart was brought in to quite a bit of fanfare. There will be events just like any other All-Star game. I think the only thing missing is some of the swag parties that go on, I believe that's more of a COVID thing than anything else. So they were able to throw together an All-Star game very quickly. And obviously the weekend is just beginning, but there were events yesterday. And I believe they had a press conference on Thursday. I was with the team in Arizona at the time. But it does look like this is going to be a very normal All-Star game with full capacity and all the events surrounding it.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for joining us today to talk All-Star Game. And anytime we talk All-Star festivities, I want to know about the Home Run Derby. And I think that the Home Run Derby at Coors Field, great opportunity. They did it in 1998. The farthest home run hit, 510 feet by Mark McGwire. Are the conditions shaping up with the humidor and the balls and the weather to make it so that we're going to see some record-setting tape shots here?
Okay, I don't know the situation with the balls as you hear high school kids drilling them with aluminum bats right now. But I don't know the situation of how the ball is being stored, but I do know this. It has been a little bit more humid here than usual, and usually this is when you get those days where the ball travels a lot. Now, will it – obviously, if you really crush a ball here, like Shohei Ohtani once in batting practice, it wasn't just the third deck. It was the third deck in right center, almost center field. Those things could – and, wow – there's a high school guy who just put one in the third deck in right center just now. Aluminum bat, but I don't care if he had a steel bat. It doesn't matter. What's his name? Caden Martin from Baltimore, Maryland, McDonough High, left-handed hitter. Yeah, if you're a left-handed hitter, a ball could travel here. So I'm expecting some things to happen, and obviously everybody's talking about Shohei Ohtani. Now, some of the right-handed hitters, especially the line drive types, left field is pretty good to them. So if Trevor Story is on, I think he will actually challenge in his home park.
Now, you also are a moderator, are you not, of a very good discussion group at the All-Star game? I think I saw that online.
Yes, I am. I'll be moderating on Monday, and it's don't want to leave anybody out, but Bob Kendrick from the Negro Leagues Museum. Yeah, Ferguson Jenkins, and that'll be a real thrill. I mean, I was, 6 years old when the Cubs were going for the pennant in 1969. Ken Griffey Jr., of course, and he's working for Major League Baseball and doing a lot of things to help the visibility of the game. LaTroy Hawkins and CC Sabathia, that group, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, just kind of asking them questions about the game, its history, where it's going from here. Obviously, you look at that panel and you think baseball is a sport that has kind of skipped a generation of young black players. I think it's coming back, and I think because some of the older players are actually stepping in and getting involved in their communities and everything else. I mean, I think Reggie Smith is going to be an honorary coach of the National League. I know that he has done a lot of things with young baseball players. But it will be a lot of fun. I will be excited to be a part of it. I mean, it's funny, too. I guess I'm moderating, but my plan is to not say very much and just listen with everyone else.
Oh, Thomas, what a great panel. Bob Kendrick, one of the all-time great storytellers in Major League Baseball and with the Negro Leagues Museum and all the history. What a week it's shaping up to be at Coors Field in Colorado. Thomas Harding joining us on the Giants pregame show from Denver. What are you most looking forward to? There's the Futures game, there's the Home Run Derby, the All-Star game, the draft. What catches your attention this week?
I'll tell you what, I am interested in the draft being here, but I'm going to be so busy, I'm going to see so little of it. But what I'm hoping is that this starts Major League Baseball and amateur baseball in working together to get the word out about players. I like the fact that they moved the draft to the All-Star weekend so that when a player is drafted, it's like, well, no one can talk to him because he's getting ready to go to the College World Series or something like that. So I do like this. I think it'll be – but I think it's just a beginning. I'm actually – kind of looking forward to the game. I just want to see just want to see what it's like to see one here at Coors Field and see what type of baseball. There's very good pitching in baseball now. Obviously, a couple of guys like Jake DeGrom and Kevin Gausman from the Giants, a Denver native, by the way, will not be participating. But I do want to see the pitching, but I also want to see hitting, because obviously that's something that we want more of in this game. We want the bat swing. We want balls in play. And I would like to see this All-Star game be that type of game.
Well, I think there was one there in 98, if I'm not mistaken, and the American League won 13-8, 21 runs, and Roberto Alomar was the MVP.
That was unbelievable. I remember, you know, just the discussion, as you mentioned earlier, of the Home Run Derby. And also, it was good for Denver to get on the national spotlight because the Rockies, let's face it, they're not on TV a lot nationally. And seeing that now, Coors Field had kind of that reputation of cheap home runs or whatever in a 13-8 game, maybe that helps solidify that. But I think it's a fun atmosphere, and you get those Denver crowds in here. I think it'll be good for baseball. I mean, here's what I'm noticing. Almost everywhere I've been, now I have been to Phoenix where they had the NBA Finals going on next door, and it was a lonely place to be. But everywhere that's opened up the stands, people are hungry for baseball. It does remind me a little bit of, obviously not the same rancor, but when baseball was coming out of the strike lockout in 94 going into 95, people wanted good baseball. They wanted to see baseball. They missed baseball.
Oh, Thomas, great perspective as always. Thank you so much. I'm curious, now that we've talked about the All-Star game and Trevor Story participating in the Home Run Derby, is this Trevor Story's final few weeks with the Colorado Rockies organization? Are they in a mode where they're ready to sell and move on?
Well, if it's Trevor Story, yes. I mean, we've all almost resigned ourselves to that here in Denver. I know the fans were angry over the Arenado deal. I think there's more resignation with Story. As far as Story's concerned, this is a wonderful way. It should be almost a textbook way of handling all the trade rumors and knowing that you're probably going to be moving. He has really gotten in with the younger guys that are going to be replacing him, actually, the guys that are going to be carrying this team forward. And every opportunity, he says, there are good players here. Now, it may take a while, and the Rockies are going to have to do a few things, and they have to be careful with the rebuild because they cannot destroy the pitching that they've built. But can they get another Trevor Story and then some? Because they need people who can hit a ball out of the ballpark, not just here, but on the road.
A lot of teams are talking about pitching. Not many talking about a shortstop. Any rumors as to who may be interested in him?
You know, it's been kind of light on the rumors, and also you have a situation where the Cubs are going to be looking to move Javi Baez, but this may be a time to rent a shortstop. Guys like Baez and Story are going to be free agents at the end of the season, and certainly if you need one. I know that it seems that the consistent rumor has been the Oakland A's. Obviously, that's a well-put-together ball club. I watched them earlier this year, and it seems like they have a lot of pieces in place. I know they have a fan base that is nervous. You know, they're always nervous because they know or they believe it's going to all fall apart. But Trevor Story in green and gold looks pretty good to me right now. The other team that that has cropped up in, I would think, a semi-credible way would be the Chicago White Sox if they move Story to second base. In his double A season, he played a lot of second base because they didn't know that they were going to trade Troy Tulowitzki later that summer. So he played a lot of second base for them. So if they're able to do that, and maybe if a team says, hey, listen, I know it's not your position, and who knows what will happen at the end of the year, but do the best you can for us offensively, play a good second base, and let's try to win a World Series. I can see that happening. The other thing, if I may, the reason why not much has gone on, I do think that the All-Star game is part of it. You know, they don't want to move him before this home run derby, and the fans really love him. But also, the interim general manager, Bill Schmidt, he was the vice president of scouting. Schmidt is in Arizona right now running the draft. That's where all the that's where all of the scouts are gathered to go over their information and everything else. Even though the draft is here, they're running it from there. But I think after the draft, then it gives the Rockies a little bit of time to kind of regroup, look at where things stand with the teams that are looking for Trevor Story.
Boy, great report, Thomas. Thank you so much. Have a great time, and we'll see you down the road here. This is a good week for you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Very good. All right, that is Thomas Harding. Boy, Bill is coming up next with our talk back. Of course, he's got extra innings today with Atlee Hammaker. And back with you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. again for our pregame. So more coming up right now. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.